It is my pleasure to welcome the newest Toronto Raptor. He chose Toronto over a bunch of other teams. Jared Sullinger. You can follow him on Twitter at Jared_Sully. Oh, Jared, thanks a lot for doing this, man. How was your first day with Toronto? How you feeling?
It's amazing, man. The fans are amazing. It's a great organization. Everybody's so open-armed and welcoming, and I'm just excited.
Yeah, listen, you had a season last year in Boston, and in your own estimation, you know, there's some things that you could have done differently. But having said that, with the amount of money that's out there now in the NBA, the contracts that are being handed out, they're pretty insane. And with the cap going up this year, and it's going to go up again next year, we saw the contract that DeMar signed. We're going to have him on the show later. But for yourself, right, you had other options, and maybe they weren't all the options that you could have had depending on your circumstances, but you picked Toronto, and Masai Ujiri, as we all know, is one of the warmest, most charismatic figures in the NBA, and players talk about that. How much did you know about Toronto and the situation when you were in Boston? You played with Amir, so I imagine you had a little bit of insight.
Yeah, I had a little insight with Amir. Amir told me how Toronto was, and how much he loves the city, and how much they loved him because of what he did as far as just going out there and playing hard every single time. And when you have somebody like that, a guy like Amir telling you things like that, who played here for a long time, you know, it's just a great feeling that you know you're going to organization, a city, and a country that stands behind you when losing draft.
Yeah, so if I'm not sure what's going on with your phone, it sounds a little muffled, so maybe it's the line, but just to let you know that. So listen, bottom line on this, you come to Toronto, a team that set a record for victories, went to the conference final, fell short. Listen, they were one of only two teams to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in the playoffs, along with the Golden State Warriors. What do you think you add to this Toronto team, which lost Bismack Biyombo and lost Luis Scola, who's signing with the Nets? What do you think that Jared Sullinger brings to a team?
A combination of both of those guys, you know, the shooting ability of Scola, the rebounding ability of Biyombo, and just overall scoring ability of myself, being established in the league for 4 years and being able to score the basketball. And with guys like DeMar and Kyle, they just make they make your life so much more easier with all the attention being on them.
Yeah, and that talk about that, the offense, right? The offense comes from the back end with the Raptors, and sometimes the team gets accused of hero ball, but they have a couple of great heroes on the team in DeMar and Kyle who. It's kind of you live by the sword, you die by the sword, but you also have JV, Valanciunas, who has really grown as a player in the last couple of years, and Damari Carroll, who was hurt for most of last year, but you saw what he brought to this team. He brings a lot of intangibles to this team, and you're going to be in a situation, from a depth chart perspective, it's going to be probably be platooned with Patrick Patterson, and it's going to be, I guess we'll see how it plays out, but how do you think you're going to fit into the type of offense Toronto runs, and how much do you know about it already?
Gardner for 4 years, playing four times a season and a couple times in preseason, you pretty much guard it all the time. And you know that they like to play through their bigs. And when I say play through their bigs, sometimes their big initiates their offense from the elbow or the top of the key. And Biz has the opportunity to pick what's the best play, and it's something that's special. But like I said, with guys like Kyle and DeMar, they make life. They're going to make my life. I know that for a fact. So much more easier because there's going to be so much attention on them, and there's going to be a lot of easy baskets out of it.
Now you come to a city, you leave a city with an incredibly rich basketball tradition in Boston, and you come to a city that's establishing the basketball tradition. And this franchise really has had its most success in the last 3 years. And it was a situation where, you know, you had guys like Rudy Gay on this team and Bargnani getting dealt away, and it was supposed to be a teardown. It was supposed to be a rebuild, but instead it kind of turned out the other way. And how much for you are you betting on yourself here, right? You sign a one-year deal. We know what happened in Boston where, you know, your agent said that your options were good, but maybe they weren't as many as you could have had had things played out a little bit differently. I love to see guys bet on themselves, man. When a guy bets on himself, it tells me what kind of guy he is. How important is it for you to deliver on betting on yourself?
You have to. But the main objective is win. If I came to this organization looking to win, like I said before, there was a lot of contracts out there that was a lot more money. But this spot right here is a no-brainer. You know, they win. And the thing is, I can bet on myself. I can have a great season. But if I don't win, you know, every bad team has a leading scorer. Every bad team has a leading rebounder. Every bad team has a leading assist getter. Every bad team has some stat leader. And I looked at myself and looked at myself in the mirror and was honest. It's like, it's either you can be happy, you know, with less money and but you'll be winning. You know, every night you have a fighting chance, or you can go somewhere else and you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you know, will I get 20-10? I mean, that's just the selfishness of basketball, and I don't want to give my good years to basketball in a selfish way.
If you're just joining us, Jared Sullinger, new forward for the Toronto Raptors, announced today signing a one-year deal. And look, your agent says, the quote from your agent says, Falk talks about how, you know, he doesn't advise people to take the money, right? And David Falk, your agent, says, I've always advised my clients not to be a slave to money, and Jared had a deal for twice the money from another team, but it wouldn't have been as qualitative a situation as going to Toronto. And he says, we turned down an offer of over $10 million, but my feeling is that in this market, when you look at the deals that players like Bismack Biyombo signed, which was a four-year, $70 million deal with Orlando, he says, Jared is a $20 million player because of his skill. He was Boston's best big last year and a regular double-double guy. But then he says, he has to show people, and he says, as my dad used to say, betting on yourself is the ultimate asset test. So I look at it this way. The Raptors are getting a very motivated player for less than market value who's betting on himself. I look at that as a good thing. I imagine you do as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be telling everybody, I'm so excited for, you know, being here, being playing with this team. And, you know, love the tippiness of this team. I'm excited. It's a new beginning. And hopefully I can call this place home one day.
Before we let you go, last thing, you know, you saw last night, I imagine that you were aware of what happened at the ESPYs last night with Carmelo and Chris Paul and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and their message of social change. What do you make of that, and what do you make of an athlete's role in helping to steer change in society?
I think it's big time, especially coming from, you know, guys like that who are so high up in the industry of sports. It means everything because, you know, I can guarantee you all four of those guys came from a situation where, you know, they didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have the proper places to go to school. They fought their way through so many things, and they're using their spotlight, their stardom, their voice and becoming and making it known that, you know, let's change. And when you got people like that are about change and they want to see people do well, it means everything to this world when you have guys that make that type of money, that have that type of stardom, and they change. They ask for change and they support so many good things, and it's amazing to have that. And I thought yesterday they went about it the right way, and and it was almost like they joined arms and let the world know that, you know, don't let one person or a couple people change your views on life. And it, we're growing. The United States is growing, but, you know, having somebody like that, those four guys do that, that was powerful.
So last thing, you grew up in Columbus, Ohio, so LeBron James had to have been an influence on you coming up playing basketball. Tell us about growing up in Columbus and your circumstances and LeBron's influence, if he had any.
Growing up in Columbus, you know, we didn't stay in a nice neighborhood, but my mom and dad made sure that we had food on the table. And so, like, you know, seeing things that happen like this, and like I said, for them to say just change, I mean, we've seen it all. I've seen it all happen, and I want change as well. And you know, LeBron had a big influence. You know, he has a big influence on Ohio, not only Ohio but the world. And I mean, just growing up, you know, LeBron has, you know, he was in my high school days. He was a mentor, and you know, helped me out to this day. It's all love, and it's great to have somebody in your corner.